You can't bother with them thing, you know, man.
John, how are you over there talk to yourself about now?
Yo, I'm gonna buy my tire them last week. And the tire bus already, you know? That's not supposed to happen, Star.
Yo, you did check for make sure so the tire not expire?
Expire? The tire can't expire? But you think it could have last as long as ever, just as long as you don't use it too tough?
No, John. Tires can expire. As a matter of fact, you know, if you buy a tire were older than 2 years.
So how me for know how old the tire be now, Bridging?
Here I go on, John. General Manager for the Jamaica Ultimate Tire Company, Mr. Kenry Jackson, I gotta tell you, just listen.
On the side wall, there is an oval area, and you will see four figures there. For example, if you see 2914, this would mean that this tire was made the 29th week of the year, and the year would be 14. So 29th week, 2014. And the figures you would see would be 2914. And that way you'd be able to tell the age of the tire.
Oh, so that's probably why my tire feels so fast then. It might be a tire will make long time.
Exactly. Him say tire feel like it happen as a result of under or over inflation too, you know.
Inflation?
Yes, John. The amount of air we are putting at the tire.
Under inflation increases the tread wear on the tire's outside edges and generate excessive heat, reducing tire toughness. And soft tires also increase rolling resistance, which of course would end up with reduced fuel consumption. Overinflation, on the other hand, wear in the center of the tire, and you will find that that is spotted easily.
Well, I learned something new today, because me never know the whole of that.
I think good that you learn, man, because tire safety is very important. Failure if you have good tire can lead to crash. Because even if you have the best braking in the world, if you don't have good tire, there won't be enough friction for your stop. So that in itself will cause if you crash. By the way, them have other reasons that can cause a tire to fail. For instance, John, if the tires not store properly.
Well, generally speaking, tires should always be kept in a room temperature type situation. Not directly in the sun, not subjected to the conditions, the rain and all that stuff, but in a room temperature type situation. Tires should not be stored or packed no more than 7 or 8 hours. Because if you keep packing tires 8 and above, what you do is put pressure on the tire, the bottom, which you don't want to do that.
Is all that?
That was the factory manager for Jamaica Ultimate Tire Company, Hugh Smith. Him say all them tires with things like bulge must change.
Damages on tires vary. The road alone can add to damages on the tires. You hit a pothole and the tire get a bulge, a big gash at the side. Bulges, which is basically the damage wire in the sides. And once you see anything like that, you know the tire is just ready for the scrap pile. Once you see any bulges on the tire, any cuts on the tire, which is in our terminology beyond repair, those tires are just for the scrap pile.
So how long must wear the tire then for my vehicle now?
Well, now, it depends on how often you drive your vehicle and the purpose you use it for. But in all cases, your tire shouldn't wear lower than 2 mm.
Anything beneath a 1.66 mm tread depth is just ready for retreading. Or in most cases, if you go beneath that, this is for the scrap pile.
What a whole heap of lessons for me you are doing.
I tell you.
So, Mr. Tire Man, you have more lessons you want to teach me about tire?
All right, John, here we go on. Link me right at the same time tomorrow, and me teach you some more about tire safety. With the help of some of my friend them from Jamaica Ultimate Tire Company.
Yeah, all right, boss. Now make sure me link you.
Remember, road safety begins with you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance of getting on the next voter's list. The deadline for registration is Tuesday, March 31. Persons not registered by March 31 will not be on the May voter's list and cannot be added before November 2015. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ Constituency Office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.